Hansel and Gretel. "I'm here, so sweet, you're safe," she said to the children tucked tight between bright red sheets. "Look at this face, the kindness here, not like a mother who denied you bread or a father who left you in that wood so dark." She smiled that bewitching smile they knew to give them pause and cause to forget the cleaver's crunch and meat grinder's click, clicking in endless cycles deep in night, or the freezer locks and bloody scraps fed to Felicity and Felon, her one-eyed cats who eyed the children and licked their chops. So when she purred, "Eat up, eat hearty," and fed them sausages, bread, and chocolate hearts. So when she called them, "Awake, awaken, wash up, wash well, be clean, I say, my motto for children every day," they plotted their plots and planned their plans. One night they pulled and shimmied and slid from bed and used her knives to do what's right without a sound, a cry, not even a shout. The moon looked in and turned away its face, but the sun rose and the rooster crowed, and hours ticked past as hours will do. That day they left her house for good, a boy and girl not speaking, hands locked, and walked to town and settled there on a hill in a cottage with a bright red bell. Life went on as life will do, but they never slept well in their feathered beds in their shuttered rooms. They ate only carrots and beans, onions and such, and never smiled and never spoke of fathers or mothers or cleavers or knives, and never made welcome old women or cats, and rang the bell harshly when strangers arrived, and stayed shut up tight on Halloween night.